This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And a Treasury-led task force is proposing that the U.S. Postal Service charge more for certain package deliveries. The latest details on how it's going after Amazon.com and other online retailers that President Trump says benefit at the post office's expense. We'll talk about it after these tech headlines. The UK Parliament released about 250 internal Facebook emails that lawmakers said show how execs at the social media company, including CEO Mark Zuckerberg, gave some developers special access to user data and contemplated charging developers for data access. The documents released this week were part of a parliamentary procedure in the UK. Deepa Seetharaman has more at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Snagging a top-secret satellite tech? China. Here's the story. Boeing is preparing to provide a small Los Angeles company with a satellite kitted out in top-secret military tech. The problem? The startup, Global IP, is financed and controlled by a state-owned Chinese financial firm. So now, current and former U.S. officials fear the satellite could ultimately be used by China's government or military once in space, or its technology reverse-engineered. And if you're wondering if there are some sort of laws that prevent this from happening, yes. A web of U.S. laws effectively prohibits exporting satellite tech to China. However, the journal says you can blame either confusion, bureaucracy, or a failure to connect the dots in a deal that involved subsidiaries, middlemen, and a company quickly set up in the British Virgin Islands. Australia plans to make encryption cracking the law. It's set to adopt a tough new encryption law this week, with the government arguing that intelligence agencies need stronger powers to contain the threat of militant attacks during the holiday season. This is starting to concern some tech firms. Case in point, Apple, in a submission to lawmakers, said the Australian bill granted, quote, extraordinarily broad and vague powers, end quote, that could compel it to develop custom software to bypass encryption. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Congress has so far rejected any push by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and U.S. Department of Justice for tech firms to create a backdoor circumventing devices encryption. Coming up, looking into the report from a Treasury-led task force calling to raise the prices for many types of commercial package deliveries. A review of the U.S. Postal Service proposes a sweeping change likely to hit a company you may have heard of called Amazon. What a proposal from the Treasury-led task force says about charging more for certain package deliveries. Let's get more from our D.C. Bureau. Joining us now is The Wall Street Journal's John D. McKinnon. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So President Trump has often said on Twitter that the Postal Service, well, he said a lot of things, but a lot of it implies that the Postal Service has a sweetheart arrangement with Amazon. And here we are with a new proposal from the Treasury. Let's talk about what we know, what it says, what it doesn't say. What can we glean from this proposal thus far?
You know, the main points are that the report proposes several changes that would collectively have the effect of basically pushing up rates for delivery of packages from companies like Amazon by the Postal Service. So Amazon would have to pay more. Probably other shippers would have to pay more as well.
Yeah, and it feels like, you know, Amazon is the big target here. Trump and CEO Jeff Bezos have clearly been at odds. How could a move like this hit Amazon more specifically? I know it relies on the Postal Service quite a bit.
Yes, that's right. I mean, estimates are up to 45% of their deliveries are done by the Postal Service. So it's hard to know. Here's where the report really kind of comes up a little short. It doesn't provide a lot of specifics on, you know, exactly how much rates would go up. It's just kind of suggesting that's something that the governors of the Postal Service need to figure out. And from there, it's just a question of working out the numbers. It's hard to tell from this, though, how exactly how much rates might go up.
And Amazon and all sorts of firms like the National Retail Federation, they're part of this group called the Package Coalition. They're pushing back in a statement that really says that this can harm consumers and beyond. What's the pushback been like?
Well, it's been pretty significant just since the report was released. But I think what lies ahead is going to be even more significant. They are really promising to take their case to Capitol Hill and lobby hard to get this problem that they see resolved. I think that they want the Postal Service to go in another direction altogether when it comes to trying to balance the books.
And the report is also getting pushback by postal workers as well. That's an important way in here. So what further conversations are to be heard before anything really gets solidified here? What else needs to be sorted out first?
Well, I think what you're going to see probably is a big debate next year in Congress about what direction this Postal Service reform ought to take.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting that the administration is weighing in so strongly on the side of basically dealing with the Postal Service's problems through the pricing of package delivery. I think that you'll see kind of a battle between that point of view and the shipper's point of view, which would basically try to take care of the Postal Service's financial problems by addressing their, mainly by addressing the big obligations they have to their giant number of retirees and their health care benefits.
Right. You know, this is something that's been set in motion. It'll be interesting to see where this goes from here, but I guess it's still early. John, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, you bet.
Head to WSJ.com for more on the story, where you can also find more podcasts like this one, including a brand new one featuring personal tech columnist David Pierce, as well as Joanna Stern and Christopher Mims. It is quite possibly one of the funniest tech podcasts out there. Make sure you check out a new episode of Instant Message Friday. That does it for the Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.